Are the microphones back up?
Yeah, we're live now.
That's what I'm here for.
Man, you just talk shit on Eric, he'll mute the microphones.
I'm sorry.
He has power.
He's got a little console now over there.
I'm dying. Ah. Sorry that we're late. It is all because of Kevin. He's not here.
100% Kevin's fault.
He fucked us.
Yeah. Kevin fucked us.
Anyways, that's it.
Oh.
Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, guys.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Oh. A lot of people are wondering if they're gonna have to adult today. Don't worry if you're watching our podcast; you don't even have to adult. Now, some of you may have to parent.
No, I said I have to parent. I can't even adult.
How am I supposed to parent if I can't even adult today?
That's what I said, and then I left my wife and kids and said, "Figure it out." Yeah. So I don't know what she's doing with them.
And
but
she said, I can't even figure today.
Yeah.
Me can't figure out this day.
That's
nom.
What she said. That's what it sounds like
she
her.
She said, I can't even get the noms. I can't even get the noms.
Oh, lol.
Yeah, if you're expecting us to adult, that ain't happening.
Yeah. Okay.
We're just asleep at the wheel over here.
I do have the feels.
Podcast question of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Eating cookies before dinner time.
Oh.
Adulting? Or not adulting?
So email in, please.
Now let me explain. This is a real philosophical paradox because you're not allowed to eat cookies before dinner time.
Says who?
An adult.
Oh.
So only an adult would have the power to eat cookies before dinner time, yet only a non-adult would desire to. So,
paradox.
Adulting or not adulting.
Yeah.
Cookies before dinner.
Why is there a weird package right there?
Oh, shit. I didn't mean to leave that there.
It just looked like Unabomber material.
I just got it
Who
out of the
fuck put that package there? Brian, was it you filling in, putting packages there?
That was Sean. He's raising his hand. Looking at
you. Sorry about that, guys.
Do old people go, I can't even senior today?
They will.
Like,
hey,
like
when we're seniors, they'll see.
Like,
that.
You know, I think in 1940, whatever, I can't even Pearl Harbor today. Did they ever
honestly,
say that?
Honestly, I can't even senior today is the last thought that runs before everybody's mind before they die of natural causes.
I can't even senior today. That means you die.
Yeah,
if you can't even senior today,
that's what death whispers into your ear before he pulls your plug.
Yeah.
I can't even senior
you
today.
You can't even senior today.
Touches you on the shoulder.
What do we say? Sean, you'll like this one.
Okay.
What do we say to the god of all adulting?
What?
Not today.
Oh, I like that one.
I want a shirt that says
that.
What does the god of adulting look like?
What?
The god of adulting.
Oh, I think I got it.
Oh, no, I just asked.
Oh, fuck. Okay, sorry.
He's wearing like a business suit. He's definitely wearing a business suit.
Yeah.
He's definitely has a briefcase full of important documents.
He's got a shitty-ass polo shirt. Not even wearing it.
He's got a briefcase full of transfer documents because you're transferring money from an IRA account into another IRA account.
Yikes.
And you need to get the signatures over to the new account. You got to get all these account numbers.
Mm.
You got to get identification numbers. It's not fun being the god of all adulting.
Yeah. No, that's why I said not today.
Yeah.
Rather be the god of all Texas.
I can't even adult.
Yeah, not today. I'm eating a push pop in my underwear in bed for the next six
hours.
For the next 6 years.
Wow. Theme song. Like a show star, pick up everything, mommy, hitting in no time. I better make this with him, and that's for sure, because I never been the type to break up a happy home. But it's something about baby girl, I just can't leave alone. Tell me, mom, what's it gonna be, she said. You don't know what you mean.
Welcome back!
Hey there.
What? Don't laugh.
It was funny.
What? Not everything's a joke. Sometimes I'm serious.
Sometimes.
It was seriously funny.
What's the most serious thing you could say on the podcast right now? Like, anything we normally say has a comedic tinge. Say the most serious thing you could possibly say.
My head goes to a different place.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm not,
go.
No.
The most serious thing.
The most serious thing would be.
But not even. But right now you're probably thinking of something so serious that it would be funny.
I'm thinking of all the words that something I shouldn't serious. Say on the podcast. That's
say
what
something
thinking.
Really
that
that's
would get
serious?
Me in serious tr-
that's
yeah.
serious?
Because
serious
my mind
trouble.
Goes like, I would get in the most serious trouble if I were to say
oh, well,
five words right
yeah.
now.
Why do you go to I want to know what those five words are. Why do you go to serious?
I got a list at the top.
And why is the most serious thing like bad words or something? Because in my mind, let me just say this: when I say the most serious thing, I think of illnesses. I think where my brain goes to is, and this is not going to be funny. It's not going to be funny, and I don't intend it to be funny.
Get serious.
I think of like bone cancer or in children.
That's a knee slapper.
In children. Jesus.
Yeah, that's probably I think the worst thing.
Yeah,
that's how you say that baby joke.
Is that that's passé. Though? Is the worst or the most serious?
That's a serious situation.
But is it the most serious?
We got to figure out how to fix that.
That's not as serious as other things that are more prevalent, in my opinion.
Okay.
Yeah, something serious just happened.
So do you think of something like something serious? You think of like banking or like, you know what I mean? Like, is that serious?
Okay,
what's
so
the most serious thing?
That's more like a condensed amount of seriousness that affects a small amount of people. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking less serious, but affects more people, generally speaking. Okay. Like global warming.
Okay,
real,
so that's the most serious.
That's pretty serious. I don't know if it's the most serious, but it's pretty serious.
But that's what you go to.
I think heartfelt moment.
Oh,
Where you're like,
yeah.
You know how like we make fun of Sean, but then after a while we have to go like, guys, listen, Sean's really great.
Oh,
we love him. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's like that.
Okay. You know, I think of actually
engagement.
Surprise engagement.
Like, will
good.
You marry me most, down on one knee? That would make it.
That's pretty serious.
Super
Here's
serious.
The thing. All right, let's get real serious. To me, real serious is like deep-seated universal fears that we all have to face.
Rage Treb said this is boring, so you can just kick him out.
Seriously boring.
We'll get serious about it for a second.
And I don't want to see
that serious. We just banned that person.
Anyway,
that's
sorry.
Serious.
Yeah, we're trying to be serious right now. We don't have time for... Anyway, go ahead.
Wow. Jeez.
Sorry.
Jeez.
So that's just it.
I had a serious moment.
You know what? Everybody you know is going to die, and then you are too.
Ooh,
that's serious.
That's comforting.
Get more serious than that.
That's warm.
But that's a serious thing. Okay.
That's warm and comforting.
Yeah.
You're laughing. Yeah. This guy's not taking it serious.
See? See?
Maybe that doesn't.
Did you say what your thing was?
Get it serious.
What?
Like the most serious thing you could say?
No, I didn't say what it is.
What do you think of when that comes to you?
Like, say the most serious thing. What's the thing that comes to mind?
Ginny's pregnant again.
Wow.
Yeah, but that's a joke.
At this point, is it a joke?
You don't know.
At this point, that would be hilarious.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah,
she's
how
not.
Would that? Yeah,
she's
that's not,
not
serious.
Yeah.
Everyone was
she's
laughing.
Not
I saw
would
the
laugh.
Star.
Everyone congratulate Jenny.
Everyone was just laughing. Everyone was laughing so hard at you. They just laugh and laugh.
Anyway.
You got any fund on that? On the tube operation?
No, I don't think so. But it works. It works. That thing.
You hope.
I went. They checked it out. I'm good to go.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, this is a great joke. Going to pay off later, I'm sure. Anyways, we'll move on.
Anyway, thanks for tuning in this week. Hey, this week, Mega 64 put out, we had a new episode on Friday of Blind Box, my little bonus show, came out with a brand new episode. Speaking of serious things, serious issues.
Yeah.
I said it was going to be a gaming episode, centered around video games and game collections, and it was a bold-faced lie. It was a Disney episode.
Whoa, you tricked us.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And it was not supposed to be that way. I actually did have a video game-related episode planned.
Yeah.
But the plans for it got messed up.
Oh, so you were
and tricked. It was left in shambles, and I went, well, wait a second. Sometime down the road, I was going to do a Disney-related thing. All the pieces are there. I could do it now. So I did that. And that was what I did. I know it wasn't like the most, it's not like I really left my comfort zone on that thing, but it was ready to go right there. So hopefully it worked out. I had some fun making that. I went to the house of a guy whose name is Guy Selga, who is someone who has a great Disney collection. And we got to see cups and napkins from 30 years of Disneyland.
Wow.
Which
whoa. That's so
yeah,
random, but
was a mind blower.
That's interesting to see it.
It was.
Not just, I wouldn't want to own that, but just to see.
Yeah, it was. It was interesting because in my initial reaction is, why the hell would you save a churro wrapper from like what? Like
yeah.
It very. But I will say, having it all in one place was interesting because it was like, wow, the 80s, everything looked like this. Wow.
Now,
okay.
Was some of it like familiar to you? Like, oh yeah, when I was a kid, yes. This is what it was.
The only thing I don't remember any of it, right. Other than he showed me, I don't even think it's in the episode, but he showed me shopping bags from the 90s.
Hmm.
And they were big black and white bags with Mickey's face taking up the whole thing.
Oh, I remember.
I remember that. Yes. I remember Indiana Jones bags. Ride being brand new and you having those bags.
Yeah.
So that was kind of a mind blower for me. But all kinds of stuff. His collection was interesting because it wasn't super expensive, like, here's a statue of this or this. It was all weird stuff like that. It was all, like, napkins and, like, he had a napkin from the World's Fair.
Wow.
Like,
wow.
Mounted cool. On a wall. He had a, it was more like promotional items.
Hmm.
I'm making it sound like it was all
food
shit, but it wasn't. It was a lot of promotional items. So it was cool. It was interesting.
Huh.
And, you know, there were lots of stories. He had a chunk, if you've seen it, he had a chunk of the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire attraction that was there for about a day.
At Disneyland?
They're in California Adventure. There was a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Really?
I think it was called Who Wants to Be a Millionaire Play It.
Play it.
And you would actually play the game.
Don't shout at
me. And the tiers you would get to, you would get prizes. If you got to the $1 million tier, which I thought, this is what I thought was funny. If you won the $1 million, you'd win a free cruise. And it was like, okay, that's not $1 million.
Yeah,
that's,
right. But you're not in the show.
That's cool.
Play it.
Yeah, but they would tell you. They were like, well, you know, everything represents something. But it's like, yeah,
but so you only
Disney,
won,
you got the million.
You only win a prize if you got the million. You wouldn't, like, good at...
You would get other prizes. You'd get, like, pins and all kinds of collectible stuff.
Was Mickey the banker up in, like, a silhouette?
That's Deal or No Deal.
Oh, what am I thinking of?
Deal or No Deal.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Not Deal or No Deal.
Who wants to be Regis? Gotcha. That was
he was Regis. There. He would go, Minnie, she keeps driving me crazy. I got something about Mickey. Minnie, didn't he like try to touch Nicki Minaj's ass or something?
What? Who?
Wait,
Regis Philbin,
didn't he?
No, what? Did he?
No.
Did I make that up?
He made some comment
about her butt or something.
I was going to make a joke or something.
I was going to make a joke, but
make the joke.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, Nelly, I don't remember.
I was thinking I was Nelly.
Yeah.
Regis.
God.
Oh, I thought it was Left Eye Lopez.
On her ass.
Whoa.
That's a real thing.
He touched
Thank
her
you.
Ass.
Wow.
Yep. Thank you.
Wow.
You know a lot about either Regis or Nicki Minaj's
I just
ass.
Helped myself to my guest asses.
Minky Minaj.
Ah, Regis Philbin.
It's getting around.
It's getting around.
It's getting around.
I'm Nelly.
No matter what you do,
going
Eric,
downtown, baby. Low street in the Range Rover. Boom, boom, baby.
I was just listening to Nelly today.
That's pretty good.
Because Apple Music had a playlist of everything the Neptunes have produced.
Really?
And they had Hot in Her was one of them.
Get started. I could be Nelly so easily.
Easily.
I listened to that.
I haven't seen Nelly in so long. He could look like you, Frank.
You know what? Maybe I couldn't be Nelly, but I could easily fit into the St. Lunatics. Don't even doubt it. Yeah.
You could.
So, thanks for the word up.
The last time I saw Nelly, it was on TRL, and they were asking him to try to explain his lyrics, and it was going nowhere. Because it was like, I hit something, pigeons with a rubber hammer, and it was just like, couldn't understand it.
He probably couldn't decode that on national TV.
He couldn't.
Because it was like, it's like when you take your... I can't say that.
He was sweating.
You know what? I don't know.
He was sweating.
What did I even say?
In the moment, it was before Hot in Her came out, and he went, oh man, I don't know what... Is it getting hot in her? Ding!
Light
and you saw the light bulb go.
Carson Daly.
Steve Jobs.
Didn't Nelly play after a Padres game last year? Wasn't it Nelly who did that?
I feel like that's true.
This year...
Nelly was in the minors.
Nelly was in the minors?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. This year, Snoop Dogg's playing after the Padre game.
Really?
One game, yeah. You got to see Snoop Dogg play.
Wow. Game. Play baseball or play music?
Music after the
family
baseball game.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, we've been around the block a few times. We're getting older. If you're new to the world of Nelly, let me recommend, if you've never heard Nelly, look up Nelly and Kelly. No matter what I do, all I think about is you. Google that.
The best
and
part,
have a good night.
The best
song.
Part of that music video, if you watch it now, Nelly is the phones they have are like shitty sidekicks.
Yeah,
and at one point, she talks about, like, I text and you don't answer, and she's typing a text into a Word, like an Excel program. Like, she's typing into a spreadsheet on a... Watch it for yourself.
It's a window
you'll see
into,
it.
Like, 2004.
You'll see it. You could tell they were filming it, and someone was like, "Just so type up some text." Yeah, but it doesn't look good on camera. Just... Whatever lets you type text over and over. Just load it up.
Open Excel.
No one understands these things.
Put it into Excel.
None of the people watching have a phone
Motorola.
Like this.
On your Motorola.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Cool. Hey, we do have another new video coming out Monday.
Yes.
Monday? Yeah, Monday.
Monday.
So, stay tuned. Check it out. It's going to be a really good video. You're all going to enjoy it. So, tune back into our YouTube channel Monday.
I'm going to say something. I'm not going to say anything about what it is. I'm not going to spoil anything.
Mm.
But.
Oh.
It will, I'm going to say it right now, I'm going to make the bet.
Okay.
It will be the most liked video on YouTube.
Yeah.
Wow.
Whoa.
Ever.
I think it will.
Wow.
Most thumbs up. Everyone is going to see it and go, where's the thumb? Where's the thumb? Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Wow. I'm going to give it a like.
The most thumbs up video.
Finally, ever. Guys.
Yep. Cool. Finally.
So check that out.
Yep. I'll get a fucking tattoo of that.
Yeah.
Dude, hey. Fuck hey. You. Yeah, go ahead.
Who's open on Mother's Day? Okay, nobody? All right, never mind.
Oh,
okay, anyway, yeah, we are doing this actually a day early. We're doing this podcast on a Saturday instead of a Sunday because you got the whole Mother's Day thing.
We love our mothers.
It's getting all fucked up. Yeah, but, yeah, my mom's like, oh, spend time with me. And so, you know, the whole thing.
You got to throw our bone sometimes.
So we got to just get through it and, you know, so we're doing the podcast today.
It is the number one video game podcast on the internet.
Yes.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Have you guys played any video games?
Well, you know, I was going to say, last week,
yeah.
Last week I thought I was still going to die, so I didn't want to talk too much, and when I did talk, it wasn't very happy.
No.
However, I have a new lease on life, I feel good now, and I wanted to talk about a game that I didn't get to bring up last week when we were talking about PAX East stuff. I played a game that I had heard about briefly. Played it at PAX, and I had so much fun, and I think you will really like it.
Oh, yeah.
Square Enix has made, maybe I have this wrong, hopefully I have the info correct, but people can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think basically Square has made a smaller team to make kind of smaller RPGs. Like, you know, they have all their big budget stuff, but they made a smaller team to make smaller RPGs, and like JRPGs. And so I played a game at PAX East called I Am Setsuna, and it is done in 3D graphics, but it's actually presented 2D, top-down kind of whatever. Not top-down, I guess, but you remember Chrono Trigger?
Yes.
How that is. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I guess that's top-down, I guess.
Yeah.
But anyway, it is actually a game designed like Chrono Trigger.
But with
the
3D
battle
sprites.
System is, yeah, it's 3D sprites.
Okay.
But the battle system is actually pretty much the same. It's like three-person techs and, like, you know, stuff like that where you can have, you know, do combos with the multiple
That's
party
cool.
members at once and stuff like that. And it was really awesome.
I fear that Square putting out another RPG right when they're putting out the biggest RPG they've worked on.
But they made a small team just to make games like that.
But I feel like both of these games are about to come out.
I don't know when I Am Setsuna is going.
Because if they're close to each other, yeah. One's getting buried for me for sure.
Sure, but yeah. Anyway, I think it's meant to be just like a. I don't know if it will get a retail copy or what.
Just a download maybe. Wow.
It might. Yeah, but they want to make what it sounds like is they want to make smaller games again in the sense of like those old classic Super Nintendo RPGs and stuff like that. It was
that
super
sounds
cool.
Really cool.
It was a lot of fun.
I Am Setsuna.
Look that up if you get a chance.
Yeah, I will.
So that was really cool. I also played, I forgot to mention I played the Ninja Turtles game.
You mentioned it.
I did mention it. Okay.
Overwatch.
The Platinum version.
Did you play Overwatch?
Yeah, I was going to say, I wanted to play Overwatch by this podcast. Everyone was telling me like, hey, I'm surprised. Overwatch is like Blizzard's new game.
Right.
It's a shooter. I really like the art style of it and things like that, but I wanted to play it by the podcast. There's a beta that's out right now. You can download it on PS4 completely for free. But I downloaded it and I played like the tutorial.
Mm-hmm.
It took forever to install the game. Okay, fine. But when I went to play the actual game, it was still like installing and it never went away. It was like, well, no, I download this? I'm playing it right now. But it was like, no, it downloads more stuff after you install the initial thing. I never got to play the main game.
Oh.
The tutorial was well, there you fun. Go.
Tutorial's fun.
Oh, hey.
You can cool. review what you played.
I don't know whatever happened. It just never gave me the rest of it. It kept going and going and going. And I have fast internet at home too, so I don't know what I don't know what was up.
I beat Uncharted 2.
Oh yeah.
And the first half of the game I enjoyed a lot more than the second half of that game. And only because I just felt like it was so repetitive by the end, just shooting bad guys, and I just kept dying, and I don't know. But the first half was so good, I finished it, and now I'm playing Uncharted 3. So I'll give you my review on that when I beat that one.
Cool.
Hey, you know, they announced the new Battlefield coming out this week.
Yeah, Battlefield 1, right?
Yeah, it's called Battlefield 1, and they say that it's, like, inspired by World War 1.
Yeah.
And we kind of watched that, the trailer that they put out. Am I the only one who feels like if it's like dogfights and planes crashing into each other, then that's like not World War One? All the promotional footage is—it's more like steampunky and like BioShock. That's kind of the aesthetic.
I don't feel that way.
Really?
Yeah.
May I remind you that World War One was trench warfare?
You may remind me of that.
Were there any like trenches in that trailer?
Yeah, there was one.
Yeah.
There was one. All right.
It depends on what front. Wasn't there multiple battles during World War One?
I just feel like they're saying this is a World War One game, and then you watch it, and it is clearly like way more advanced and more like a modern warfare game with like a World War One esque steampunky. Because if you think about steampunk, that's that same era, like turn of the century, 1900s. Pre-1920s style aesthetic,
yeah.
But technologically advanced, but using kind of like the mechanics of that age. That's what I felt Battlefield 1 looked like. To me personally, I would love a World War 1 game, but I feel like that's not really what they're delivering.
I mean, you played that Wolfenstein game, right?
Yes.
So I think it's like that.
It reminded me of Wolfenstein, too.
Where it's, hey, this is the war, but also... That's kind of like the jumping off point in technology's weird, so like it's crazy.
Yeah, well, I think it's that. Some of the things that I read were that that some people were saying it's an alternate World War One history, like if things went differently or something.
Has Battlefield
but then other things I read said the opposite and said it was not going to be that. So I don't know, honestly.
Back in the day, I loved the Medal of Honor series, and those were typically all World War II. Mm-hmm. But I loved the older guns and the kind of restrictive weaponry that you would have.
Yeah.
So has anyone done World War One before this?
I don't think a major...
Did Medal of Honor ever go there?
Medal of Honor never... I don't think they did. I don't think a major Call of Duty type first-person shooter has ever done this before.
Yeah.
I had trouble finding this footage.
I'm just saying, like, I saw it and I was saying before, if it was Battlefield 5 and it was, you know, future warfare, there was a 0% chance I'd play it. But now is World War One, and I'm looking at the trailer, and to me it's like, oh, that's kind of cool. I might pick this one up.
That's how I feel about
Which is crazy, because I would have never thought I would have played a Battlefield
game. Yeah, there was a 0% before.
I like Battlefield 4 a lot.
And the chat is saying that Red Baron was World War One.
The Red Baron was World War One.
So there are some dogfights.
The promotional picture that I keep seeing is this really modern-looking guy with a cape on, and he's holding like this German.
Yeah, I couldn't tell that was from the past at all.
He has like this
stick grenade.
He's got a spiked club in the other hand, and he's like emblazoned in like embers and fire and stuff. It looks so modern. It just to me looks like speculative science fiction, alt fiction, not truly like.
I also think that those. They had to play it a little safe because they're taking a different time. They want those same people to buy this game too, so they have to make it look a little bit like, you know what I'm saying? Like
I think it's a lot in their promotion of it that they're still kind of approaching it trepidatiously.
But anyway,
so, some people are pointing out though that it isn't an alternate history. It's not. It's not supposed to be.
They've never done that.
There was a bunch of articles saying that was true, and then they pulled all that. That's what I saw.
Did you guys ever play the last one, the bank robbers versus cops?
No, God,
version of Battlefield 4?
No,
that was super fun.
Well, the developer of it was Visceral, and they made Dead Space and Dante's Inferno. They're a great developer, and I really wanted to play it for that reason, but I was so burned by 4, I could not. I just couldn't.
You guys didn't like 4?
4 was... No. It was so fucking buggy, it erased my game, so I was done. Oh. That was it. I never went back to that.
I didn't even play Battlefield 4.
But honestly, I thought it was okay. It was just... there were so many things wrong with it, I didn't want to go... I really just didn't want to
I never
try
played
it.
Battlefield Hardline, I think was the cop yeah. one, but I heard that... I heard, and so I can't confirm, but I heard it was kind of out of touch. Like, there'd be missions of, like, these guys are selling weed. Let's get them. And you, like, have to go, like, shoot them
all down.
It was
always robbing banks was what I did.
That's what I had heard. I was talking to somebody, and they're like,
getting an armored car.
This game is kind of funny because you're a cop, but you're cavalierly just, like, wiping out the enemies. Like, you're not really giving them due process. Or, yeah.
I never played, what was it that just came out? The Division? Uh-huh. I haven't played that, but I keep hearing that shit about that too. Like, it's kind of just like, oh shit, homeless people. Like, there was kind of like not another level to it or layer to it.
There's so much.
But I don't know if that's true. I don't know. I didn't play it.
There's so much like run around, just shoot this fucking gun games out there right now. I feel like the last time I bought that game wanting to play it was Destiny. Mm-hmm. And then subsequently I've kind of stepped back from that franchise, but the new Doom.
You know.
Is going to be my first like step back into like I want to just fucking shoot a gun.
All my complaints about the World War One thing are I kind of agree with you. I'm burnt out on just run around and shoot stuff, and I've been playing games like you guys know. I play Chivalry and Mountain Blade, where it's kind of the same mechanics of a first person shooter, but you don't have guns. You have swords and you're on horseback, and it's really fun. Being limited in what you can do as far as like those battles is just like a whole new take on the game. So when I see World War One, I feel like it would be really fun if you like scale it way back, like really limit what these soldiers can do in these battles. But it kind of feels like it's set in World War One, but it's still fast-paced modern warfare, running and gunning action.
Well,
that's my complaint.
We'll see.
We'll check it out. It's not out yet.
Yeah, I'll give it.
Give this one a shot because I again would never buy a shooter anymore. I'm over that. But this is now something that's, I think, moved past it enough. It's different enough that I'll try it.
And also, too, just presentation-wise, I'm always big on, like, the presentation of certain things and whatever. Mm-hmm. I do like that they hyped up forever that... I do like that there was so much hype about them showing, what's Battlefield 5? What's Battlefield 5? And I think it's clever that it came out and it's called Battlefield 1.
Yeah.
I do. I get a kick out of that. Sure. But anyway, I'll give it a shot. Whatever. We'll see how it goes. Who knows? But anyway,
You want to get to our sponsors?
I want to just real quick say thank you to our sponsor Kickapoo.
Oh.
Kickapoo Joy Juice. Go ahead and get yourself a can of Kickapoo. Go to drinkkickapoo.com and get yourself some. You can also get them. There's cans on Amazon. You can get a case of them on Amazon. But follow at Drink Kickapoo on Twitter if you want to see exactly what's going on at any given moment.
Any given moment. What's going on in the Kickapoo office right now?
Yeah, what's going on? Is there drama?
Who the fuck is doing
this? I think it should taste like this. It should taste like this.
Who took the fucking Kickapoo out of the refrigerator? Was it you?
We have 700 more. But that's not the issue.
I wanted the one. Say it. Say it.
Yeah.
No. You're a fucking tea leaf.
You know what it takes to sell Kickapoo? Brass balls. First place. You know what second place gets?
What?
A set of steak knives. Third place is you're fired. These are good leads. Anyway. ABC.
You sound like a dirty tea leaf.
I have no idea what
you're remember
saying
about things. What do you remember about things? You remember making love to a beautiful woman. What do you remember? You remember coming? No. But you might remember a look. You might remember things she said, the way she moved her hair. It's all the details.
You stole my words right out of me mouth like a dirty tea leaf. Like a fucking tea leaf. And now the whole world knows it.
So thank you, Kickapoo.
Anyway, thanks, Kickapoo, for your sponsorship.
Thank you.
On Friday, We put out a bunch of new merchandise and stuff, and holy shit, everybody, that was insane. Our new sweatshirt, the experiment sweatshirt, that sold out in an hour, the major sizes were gone.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Fuck.
And, holy crap.
Yeah.
Within the day, they were all gone. Every single one. So they're all gone. I wanted to promote them on here. They're all gone.
Oh. Can't promote them.
We brought back a small amount of Mega 64 Time DVDs for those who couldn't get it at a con.
Yeah.
At PAX. Those are all gone. Those completely sold out.
Yeah.
Didn't expect that either. What's left is the Mind Control hoodie, the pullover hoodie.
Yeah.
Is still available.
But there's not
very
lot.
Many. Yeah.
Not a lot.
We didn't do a big printing of them, but there's some. So go to shop.mega64.com and pick one up if you want. I don't think that will be printed again. It's not looking like we will.
No.
So get that if you never had a chance. And then get, something else, too. There's a bunch of stuff on the store.
It's fucking typical that Kevin would leave when we put these on sale. Like, he knew the storm was coming.
I know. Yeah. I got people fucking Twitter messaging me about their merchandise. It's so fucking backwards.
Really?
Kevin, I cannot believe it.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Drop the ball. I told them to mail merch if they have an issue.
So, support us there or check out patreon.com/mega64, which is a more direct way of just funding us every month. Either way, we appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I want to clarify what? Go ahead.
I was going to ask you about it. But no, what were you going to say?
I was going to talk about Tea Leaf.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
On YouTube, I found this guy. He's like the British Maury Povich. Maury Povich? Maury Povich.
Povich.
His name is Jeremy Kyle. Maybe
Of him? Yeah. I've heard that name.
He does DNA tests. It's just like Jerry Springer, Maury Povich. And he was doing an episode where he was interviewing two roommates and it accused one of stealing a watch.
Uh-oh.
It was a lie detector test. And the lie detector test said the guy did steal the watch. And he kept telling him, admit it to the camera. Admit it. Say it. You're a tea leaf. And I guess tea leaf is like
that's some
rhyming
slang.
It's rhyming slang for thief.
Oh, tea leaf, thief.
But it's just so he said it with such venom. I couldn't stop laughing. Like that is fucking say it. What? Say it like it's gonna ruin
there's
your
like,
life.
There's like a third of our audience right now that's like, yeah, what's the problem?
Tea I know, leaf. But most of the Americans here.
No, I hear you.
In America, that's fucking bullshit. Like,
people will try to explain this to me. What is it called? What is the
cocky rhyming slang?
Yes, thank you. They've tried to explain it to me 1,000 times.
It's fun because it's not shortening anything. It's making it longer.
Yeah,
and it's
always,
you gotta be from there to decode it.
They always say that. Yeah, thief, tea leaf, get it. No?
It rhymes.
Kind of rhymes. I don't know.
You know what? I was trying to think of if there's like an American version of rhyming slang. Just to like
something. I bet there is that we don't even know.
It's not like the real word, but it kind of sounds like the real word. So everybody just calls it that.
Well, shit. It took me months to figure out what Snoop Dogg was talking about with the izzle my dizzle. For shizzle?
Yeah.
My nizzle?
Yeah, that might that might be the equivalent.
Should I not?
Seriously.
Fuck off.
Seriously, I think that's a good example.
Yeah, right?
That's it. So it's just like shizzle my dizzle. Can we get you to, you understand, shizzle my dizzle for rizzle.
For shill.
For rizzle I got.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What well, shizzle,
if you,
I don't
if
know.
You ain't got
oh,
it.
Is shizzle like suck my dick for real? Got it.
I actually don't know.
That's gotta be it.
But that's gotta be it.
That's gotta be it.
Figured it out, guys.
See? So
it's all right.
Rhyming slang, you got
oh,
it.
Oh, tea leaf. Got it. Okay.
But yeah, for all the Americans watching, just tea leaf.
Tea leaf.
That's not a fucking insult.
Tea leaf.
He was so angry. I don't know why I said Dorty. That's my take. That's the accent.
Put
they
the
do.
Accent on it.
Sounds just like that.
Put a little bit of the Dutch on it.
The Dutch. The Dorty Dutch. Anyways.
I don't know why it went the way it did, because you were quoting that, and I was quoting Glengarry Glen Ross for some reason.
It did go into two very.
And together, it became art.
I think that's on Netflix, or is it off now? I don't know. But either way, if you've never seen it, if you want to see a good actor movie, like a movie that weighs on its actors, go see.
You hate that.
What is it called?
Glengarry Glen Ross. Classic play. Classic play. But they got all the best actors in the movie to do it, and it's awesome. It's so good. Jack Lemmon, what's his name? Al Pacino.
Al Pacino.
Alec Baldwin has an amazing part in that movie. Ed Harris. A whole bunch of people.
There's someone running for mayor in San Diego named Ed Harris. And they keep seeing Ed Harris for mayor signs everywhere.
Oh.
And if it was that Ed Harris, I'd vote for him, but anyone else?
I would only vote for Ed O'Neill. Bundy for mayor.
Good choice.
Pretty much any celebrity I'd vote for. I mean, I voted for Arnold. Definitely voting for Trump.
Okay. You're going to vote for Trump?
Okay.
Oh, I mean, he's the most famous of the celebrities running.
Nice. I keep looping that clip of Donald Trump on WWE where he runs up to Vince McMahon. Yeah. It clotheslines him and starts punching him in the head. And I just see every other politician on earth. In Vince McMahon's place.
He's going to do that to Putin.
He's going to do it to Putin. He's going to do it to Chairman Mao, whoever.
Kim Jong-un.
Okay, who's running China right now? Yeah. Answer me.
Chairman Mao might as well be.
No. I was joking. Give me the real answer.
The last emperor.
You don't know.
If you go drop kicking the face of Chairman Mao, you ain't going to make it with anyone anyhow. I wrote that.
The video game thing... You know, I have been playing video games all week. I've been playing Mount & Blade, going back to old games, playing Mount & Blade.
Yeah, sure, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
And honestly, I've been, like, going fucking butt-fuck crazy on Minecraft.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah.
You know what? There's something on there that
I've never heard Minecraft described that way before.
I was going to bring up Minecraft because I was looking at your list.
I've been going ape shit on Minecraft. I don't know why, but, like, I've been Minecrafting so hard this week. Like, I went back to an old game, and I took my home base, which was like a level 3, and I made it a level 7. I built like Sky Garden, Forest in the Sky, Babylonian Hanging Gardens, Glass Bridge that lives up to it. I started doing like Outposts.
PC?
No, I'm on Xbox. 360. Yeah.
It was the best on 360.
Minecraft is an old game, but it made me think it's such an old game. It might be the best game of the past 10 years. In my opinion, it might be. Wow. What do you guys think is the best game of the past 10 years?
For real? When I was looking at your list of what should we talk about and games the last 10 years, I instantly went to, fuck, I might have to just say Minecraft, because what else innovated so much and was so big
in the last 10 years? I think that my argument for Minecraft is that it is just as popular, if not more popular, today than it was the day it was released. It keeps getting more and more popular.
And it was an original, it was like such a unique,
yeah, it's not a series, thing. There's no sequels. Well, Minecraft Story Mode just came out.
Well,
Minecraft, the perfect game.
But definitely, that's got to be top 5 mentions of like the last 10 years. I think, what are the biggest games?
Yeah, so many people love it. It's relaxing, but it could also be exciting depending on how you play it.
For me, best game in the last 10 years easily is what I've been playing all week still is Metal Gear 5.
Metal Gear 5?
Hmm.
I know people are probably thinking I'm just such a loser for saying
that. I really don't see that. Look at how much that changed pop culture.
And really, too, everyone has seen blocks and swords,
and they know what it's from.
Just of these recent, you know, last 10 years of video games. What do you think? You play a lot of games.
I don't think
you don't like Minecraft.
No, I don't. And I not really, personally, just in terms of, like, playing it, whatever. I think it is definitely, if you're making a top 10 list, though, of, like, the biggest, if you're asking me, hey, what are the best games of the past 10 years? I'm not going to say Minecraft. But if you're asking, like, if you're making a definitive list, like Time Magazine, like, what are the biggest games to come out in the past 10 years, it would definitely be on there. That had major echoes through entertainment.
I take the kids to school, and every kid has Minecraft shirts, backpacks.
Not even.
Well, I'm just saying, like, it is everywhere. I've never seen a game.
But I'm not even talking about it being big, just talking about the way it was, what it is, how it was implemented, how a small group kind of were able to create it, and really one guy, I guess, but the way it was distributed, the way that it's played, the way that they handle releases of it, the way that it is, I mean, essentially a sandbox, you know, kind of thing. Just everything kind of throughout its creation is, there's no way you can deny that that's one of the biggest things to happen in entertainment in the past 10 years,
also,
for sure.
Also, too, I think there's something that it achieved in its simplicity, where there's no real objective. It's open-ended. I was playing it all week, and I've been playing it for many years, and I feel like I still enjoy it, like, on the same level.
It was the first kind of like Legos for a digital.
Yeah.
It kind of is like Legos. It's very relaxing. Yeah.
You guys never really played it?
Never.
I got into the beta on our forums. I borrowed Nintendo Fangirl's account.
Shouts out,
NFG. She let me play. We played on the beta. And then when it came out on 360, I probably put hundreds of hours into it.
Isn't it funny? We were on stage. We were there.
Yeah, you guys went to Minecon.
When they released the game. Like,
officially
released the game. We were on stage with Notch when he pulled the little lever to release it.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I've almost bought it.
There was 10 people
PS4
on that stage and we were on that stage for no reason.
My number two would be Fallout 3. But that's just a personal favorite. Best game. Best game of the past 10 years. Did you
Portal,
answer?
Well, I was just going to say.
Portal 2. Thank you.
What? Portal 2?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, I've been trying to say that for a long time now.
Okay.
I was going to say, though, real quick about the Minecraft thing. What you were saying, though, about it being so popular among... Going back to that, though, the popularity thing wasn't even what I was focusing on, but that, too, is part of it in terms of how a small game by a nobody developer at that time, and they're huge now, but was able to be just as big as Mario or anything like that was, like, a real big moment.
And, it is the Mario
and despite,
of this
And despite
generation.
Me saying that I don't really like... playing it, it's not like I think it's bad. It's just I didn't play Mario Maker either. I have a real difficulty building things in a game, and that's just my that's my personal roadblock. That's not me going like it's all shit.
But I know you.
That's not what I mean.
I'm a friend of yours. Would it be fair to say that you don't like open-ended open world games?
No. I mean, open world can be done. I want to feel like I'm going on a storied adventure and. Some of these open world games just leave me feeling too much like go
Minecraft,
and I can't do that.
It
I'm
drops
just like,
you into a world, and there's
it's
literally
too much
it's
for
like,
me to think about.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah,
nobody's gonna tell you what to do. There's no evil lord out there kidnapped your princess. Nobody's coming for you.
Exactly, but I was able to enjoy the Phantom Pain because I did have freedom. But ultimately, it was about like, hey, shit's going down at the base. Get back here.
Yeah,
it was still very confined by the Metal Gear universe, and like. Even Yakuza is barely open world, but that's the most that I really enjoy because it's like you're still on a path, but you could stop and check these things out if you want. You know.
But do you have an answer or opinion
for the past 10 years? For the past 10 years,
since best game.
So since 2006.
Six. Yeah. Best game.
Again.
You can go 2005, 2004.
When
we're not
was
be...
Resi 4?
Resident Evil 4 was 2005. We'll count that.
No, that should be last.
Not going to give a hard deadline.
That's not 10 years. Or
that would be mine if it was in 10 years.
I think a lot of people.
All right, well, then that's the end of the previous decade. So,
if I had to pick top three, I'd say Minecraft, Animal Crossing New Leaf.
Whoa. Jeez Louise.
Oh, fuck.
Really?
Oh,
but you don't see how important that game is to a lot of people?
No.
Not your cup of tea.
Hey, I played it, and I really enjoyed it.
But there's people that play.
My dad does a crossword puzzle every weekend. That doesn't make it the best.
I'm talking about liked it. I'm just saying that I would not.
Huge fan base that is still playing that game on a daily basis today. I would think that grants it a.
But I wouldn't put it in importance. Category of best game of the decade.
I might say Animal Crossing New Leaf.
Wow.
Minecraft. And
I mean, I still can't talk shit because I play the Dead or Alive
and Metal Gear.
Extreme game, you know. So
everybody didn't make the list.
Everybody's got their own goofy thing. Believe it or not, no, I wouldn't be on the list.
So you say Portal 2, and what was your answer again?
If I can't pick Resident Evil, shit, man. In the past 10 years, fuck, I don't know. That's really hard.
Animal Crossing,
so many
New
games.
Leaf, Portal 2, Minecraft.
That's one of three.
Too many good games to list. It's constantly playing the good
ones.
No,
in all honesty, there's games that I really, it's like Resident Evil is right on that.
It doesn't get to go. Final Fantasy, no great.
All right, imagine President Hillary Clinton just walked in, right?
Yeah.
She's the president. Anything she does is legal.
Yeah, I'm
with
her.
She just pulled out an Uzi and put it to your head. It said, tell me the best game of the last 10 years or you're dead. You have 5 seconds.
I mean,
maybe two.
You know what? It's a tie.
He's dead.
Metal Gear Solid 4 was really good, but it was kind of a fan thing. Shit, man. Maybe Peace Walker. I don't know.
Your last words as Hillary Clinton put bullets in your head was maybe Metal Gear Solid.
It's a tie.
I played Peace Walker till I wore the thing out.
Peace Walker. That was his answer.
I took three choices. Take three.
Postmortem answer from Rocco.
Yeah, maybe.
Just Portal 2 for you?
Peace Walker.
You, what is the
no? It has
best
to be. You have to pick one.
Oh, yeah, pick one.
Portal 2. Yeah, and you said Animal Crossing.
No, I said it was a three-way tie. But if I had to pick one, I'll agree with you. Minecraft over Phantom Pain.
All right, cool. Two for Minecraft. Majority rules.
Fine.
Do you guys want to chime in? It's a fun conversation.
Probably again, not my favorites, but God, when did CS:GO come out? It says 2012. CS:GO or League of Legends are probably the biggest. Some of the biggest.
Yeah, League of Legends.
That's fucking huge. I don't play them, but I understand.
But you're talking objectively. You're not talking about your own personal. Whatever.
Yeah, it's not personal favorite.
It's not personal favorite.
It is best.
And those games would be up there as influential as like big machine games. Those would be up there.
Yeah. LOL, you gotta talk about League of Legends. I forgot about that. Fuck.
Well,
that's almost like so recent, it doesn't feel like it would be in the 10 years, because it's really the last two, right?
No, that came out in 2006, I'm pretty sure.
Really?
That's when they launched that.
Okay.
I don't know anything about it.
I don't quote me on that. But they've been around for a while.
When was I not allowed to wash my hands at PAX because I couldn't look through the...
League of Legends was 2009.
Ads in the year.
The number was flipped.
Nine, okay, okay.
Cool,
you're thinking,
so...
You're thinking of sixes and nines.
Nice, good little discussion.
Uh-oh.
That was good. That was good.
Yeah! Yo, I checked out a couple movies on Netflix this week.
What'd you watch?
Adam Sandler's latest hit film, Ridiculous 6.
Really? Well, how was it?
I did. Actually, I'll be honest. I watched Ridiculous 4. I did not make it to the end of the movie. I don't know who the last two title characters are.
What the fuck are you talking about? Okay. Yeah.
Nor do I give a flying fuck.
I used to love Adam Sandler when I was a kid. I loved him. Rocco shakes his head no. I always thought he was fucking unfunny.
He's so smart.
I honestly think Ridiculous 6 has the potential to become a cult classic as the hardest movie to watch.
Hard to watch.
It's so painful to watch.
Wow.
There's actors in it that you know and respect. Harvey Keitel is in it. Steve Buscemi is in it.
Really? Whoa.
Steve Buscemi's in all his movies.
Yeah. Chris Parnell is in it. Yeah. Like, a lot of really respected people are doing some of the unfunniest things you could ever imagine. It is not a stretch to say that a majority of the scenes, the comedy, is sticking a finger into an animal's butt or getting poop on your finger and then touching somebody's mouth with it. Oh, putting it on your lips. Like, there are so many just, like, animals pooping on stuff.
All right, so we're at the Billy Madison stage still.
But you know what? The most disappointing thing was that the movie was, like, unnecessarily racist. Like,
well, didn't Native Americans walk off the set?
Yeah.
I heard Native Americans walk off the set.
Yeah, tons of people left the movie.
At the same time, like, it was disrespectful to Native Americans. I was expecting it to be even harsher to Native Americans just based on everything I had heard about them walking off the set. But it was just generally racist to all races, and not to ever make a point or ever be about something. It was just like really cheap humor. I mean, at one point some like thugs see Adam Sandler walking down the street and they see him and they just go like, "Oh, that looks like a nice looking white guy." And it's like, let's help him out. And then the scene goes on, and it's just like, that's fine, whatever. But the movie is stuff like that over and over and over
again. Are they showcasing how racist the Old West was?
You know what? They are, but that's, again, it's not the point of the movie. When I was watching the movie, I was thinking to myself, you can watch it. I watched 12 Years a Slave, one of the most racist movies I've ever seen. But it's an awesome movie, and it kind of says something about that topic.
Well, yeah.
But Ridiculous 6 has no points to make about racism. It doesn't factor into the movie. You could have the exact same movie without all those racist parts. You'd have the exact same movie, honestly.
It's not like it benefited from...
Yeah, honestly, those parts aren't funny. If you remove
them... So why are we doing it?
You would have to replace them with things that were actually funny. So it would benefit the movie... So, yeah, it was just, like, needlessly racist.
Can I ask?
Yeah?
Where did you drop off? What was the end for you? Where did you go, I think I'm done watching this? Was there a moment, or was it just a culmination?
You know what? Taylor Lautner is in it, and he plays a character that is mentally challenged.
Who is that?
Taylor Lautner was the werewolf in Twilight.
Okay, Jacob.
Yeah.
Is the werewolf's name.
Yeah. Wow. Good job. Wow.
Congratulations. I remember characters.
He basically is doing like a Forrest Gump impersonation throughout the whole movie. But again, to what point? There is no point. It, I guess, is funny. But I felt like you could have this character be stupid without having him be mentally challenged. And so it was just kind of after a while, there were so many things bad about this movie. Between like the unnecessary racism, the characters just being unnecessary in other ways, multiple scenes about, oh, this character got poop in his mouth. Oh, this character got poop in his face. Oh, I stuck my finger in a butt. Now I'm touching your lips. Like Steve Buscemi plays a dentist, and one of the brothers is like a big burly mountain man. Steve Buscemi like looks at his groin and describes like a heinous, like, oh yeah, I don't know what you've been having sex with, but that's all pussy and gross. So then he gets an ointment and rubs it on this guy's like taint, then goes over and starts rubbing it on Taylor Lautner's like mouth. And then, like, oh yeah, this ointment will also make your mouth feel better. Ooh, and then he like puts it on his own lips, and it was just, I couldn't even keep up with the joke. Either I wasn't smart enough to keep pace with what was going on, or it was just like that bad. So I checked out after Adam Sandler has to meet his five siblings to go rescue his dad. I made it to, you know, three other siblings plus him.
It's so
hard to watch. I challenge people out there to try to sit through it.
Netflix original, right?
Just, yeah, hey, get a bunch of friends together. Try to sit through Ridiculous Six.
It's the podcast challenge of the week.
Yeah, there you go. I watched the newest Silicon Valley last night, and there is an animal sex scene in that, but it was hilarious.
Yeah.
It was so graphic and well done.
Yeah. Man.
And I'm pretty sure you saw like semen fly out the end.
Like, you did.
And it, but it was like, it was the opposite of that, because it was like, this was really well done for how like dumb this joke is. Like,
yeah.
You know what? The thing about Ridiculous 6 too, being, doing comedy stuff, I was watching it and every scene I would say to myself like, oh, you could have made that really funny. Oh, you could have done this. Oh, you could have taken that to such a funny place. But every time they just wouldn't. Yeah. And it was just real, yeah, heartbreakingly lazy. Because I used to like Adam Sandler when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Yeah. It's the thing that is so hard to watch are there so many people you actually like in this movie and know and are like legitimately famous, and they're in one of the worst movies ever.
That means he had to pay some money to get those people.
No,
like,
Netflix pays.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
He had an 8-movie deal with them now or something like that.
He's still fucking making money.
Yeah.
It's amazing that no one else realizes how schlocky this is.
Hey,
another movie I saw.
It doesn't matter.
Another movie I watched on Netflix, also bad, infinitely better, Shark Lake, starring Dolph Lundgren.
Oh.
I turned off Ridiculous 6, and I was like, I had to wash the taste out of my mouth. So I go into the horror movie section of Netflix, and they describe this as a felon is caught between a group of gangsters and a lake full of sharks. And I thought, perfect. Dolph Lundgren in the opening of the movie is like an exotic animal smuggler, and the police like start chasing him, and he crashes his van full of sharks into Lake Tahoe.
Oh my god.
He goes to jail for 5 years, which is the penalty for crashing a van full of sharks into Lake Tahoe. Uh-huh. And in that time, the cop who arrested him adopts his infant daughter. So 5 years later, when Dolph Lundgren gets out of jail, the gangsters who ordered the shark want the shark that he never delivered, and he wants to see his daughter, but the cop won't let him.
5 years late.
Thus is the setting for a really good, awful movie. It's not good by any means. The CGI is awful. It's shitty. But after watching Ridiculous 6, I was just in the mood. I like watching bad movies. This was a good bad movie.
Yeah,
sure.
Okay.
That's a very big difference.
Cleansed your palate.
That's all I want to say. I recommend it as a good bad movie. Shark Lake. Check it out.
Cool. Real quick, I want to get back to, you brought up Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
I have enjoyed this season.
Yeah.
It's only been a couple episodes but I love this show so much. Like, I really enjoy it.
It's such a great show that I feel like is picking up steam now. People are finally talking about it, and it's becoming more popular. But that show is one of the best shows out
there. Well, season two took it from, you know, season one was fun to watch. It's a Mike Judge show, so I enjoyed it. But season one was kind of like the doldrums of everyday shit as a programmer.
Yeah.
Season two stepped it up to where it was consistently tense.
Yeah.
It was consistently like, fuck, oh, they're going to fuck their company up. Stop, don't do that. Oh, no, they got into a bad deal. You know, it was constant like stress of like, oh my god, but it was always funny. It was always great.
Somehow
it was the most gut-wrenching show and yet still fun to watch.
Yeah.
And they're doing it again with season three. It's been really enjoyable. Anyway, I just wanted to say, like, check that out if you've never
It does remind me, like, we've been too many places in San Francisco or in LA, yeah. like just whatever, just like visiting people or taking a tour of a place, yeah. and it is what I'm looking at. Like yeah. it's like, oh, yeah. I've seen this so many times with your like meditation lounge over here, and yeah. here's your organic food chef right here.
Did you want a boxed water while you're sitting
yeah,
there?
Like, exactly.
Like why even? Like why right. offer that?
Yeah. You know? Like but, we've had that happen to us. Yeah. Like this is real. This is yeah. like yeah. So I'm really enjoying it. So Silicon yeah. Valley, check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Yeah.
That's HBO's big new debut, and it's been going great.
I heard Silicon Valley is the most pirated show in the world.
Is yep. that true?
Is it really?
Most viewed show.
Most viewed and pirated.
Yeah.
Valley, mm-hmm. Silicon mm-hmm. Valley, blah, blah, Valley.
The guy who wrote Silicon Valley told HBO producers how it's going to end, and then he walked away.
He said, you
figure it out.
Do you know? And he had to lie to the press and say Ehrlich was dead for like a year.
Wow. Whoa.
Have you watched the latest Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
How do you feel about the new Game of Thrones going past what is in the written word?
Post-book
Game of Thrones.
I'm on board. I'm fine with it. I don't care. I feel like he probably gave him cliff notes of what he wants to have happen to an extent, and then they're just going off that, I would imagine. So I know that he still works on the show, has open dialogue with the writers, so mm-hmm. like I know he's not like... I'm sure it has his blessing, whatever is happening in the show. Which sucks, honestly, if you read the books, because...
He's already said the books are going to be different.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, then who cares? Who cares?
He said the books are going to be different, and I'm sure that they are going to be more... What's the word? Detailed? Fleshed out?
Of course.
There are so many just like...
Yeah.
Just like... whatever. I like the show. I'll keep watching it, but I feel like...
I feel like it's been... For me, like, you were mentioning last week how they've been saying, like, fuck a little bit more. It's been a little more vulgar than, like, it is usually.
It's not quite as eloquent, is what you're saying.
Yes. But I feel like the story-wise, yeah, it's the same shit that's happening. Like, I mean, as in, like, it hasn't changed that much, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I'll keep watching it. Can't wait for
cool.
tomorrow.
Did you hear they figured out what killed Prince?
What?
No.
He had demons.
Yeah.
Oh.
He did.
They thought he was the Prince of Demons and they invited him.
Should have fought like hell.
They invited him down and he was like, no, no.
Prince had demons. Yeah. Prince of Demons.
They got it confused.
I don't know. I've heard conflicting stories. There are so many every
day. They drowned him. They thought he was the Prince of Tides.
I'm sure you can't come up with another one, so I'm going to continue talking now.
All right.
Every day there's like
certainly not the Prince of Thieves.
I knew it. I gave you that one.
You gave me that one? He didn't say a word.
Whisper Thieves. Mike got it.
Sheriff Nottingham.
He fucking tea leafed from
you. Tea leaf here.
I'm not a fucking tea leaf. Hey, the Elf Inspector's after you. You know that, don't you?
I keep hearing about this new details on 911 call release on the plane.
I've heard Prince was addicted to heroin. I've heard Prince OD'd on painkillers. I've heard Prince had AIDS.
Who's going to jail for Prince's death?
I heard Percocet.
I did hear AIDS,
God,
though, as well.
God, hey.
People are going fucking crazy.
Who cares?
Man, who cares? He's dead.
No, you know what? I'm not going to say who cares, but
no.
just wait.
Dude.
Was he murdered? No, then who
just
cares?
Wait it out.
Wait
dude,
till it's figured out.
I can't believe that. The Prince is dead. Queen is dead. Freddie Mercury. The King is dead. King Pop.
Elvis.
No, well both kings. Elvis.
Okay. Two kings.
But then two kings. And the song Two Kings rules.
Ugh. Yeah.
And so the Duke.
The Duke
died.
Whoa.
And the...
Hey.
What was Lemmy known as?
The Ace of Spades.
The Ace is gone.
The Joker. Don't forget the Joker.
Okay.
Forget the Joker.
Wait, now I have to come up with a Joker update.
Do you think... With all this royalty dying this year, that the actual Queen of England can make it through the year?
She old.
Do you think that Elizabeth will make it through 2000?
Yeah, she's never going to die.
Did she just make a threat on live?
I'm asking you a question. Will she make it through?
Threat. Whoa. Kevin's in the UK and they're going to put him on a...
Kevin's going to kill her!
Harry! That's why he wanted to go!
Harry, you know who to look out for.
I'm just saying...
grandma's got her number up.
Will she make it through?
He just said it again, Harry!
Oh my God.
You might want to get Prince Willie's
Hey, Obama, you might want to pay attention to what he says next.
I'm just saying, watch her Percocets. Who knows?
He's going to get her through the perk.
Barack.
He's flying the queen's drug use.
He's going to sneak in through her perk purse.
What?
Her purse full of Percocets.
Yeah, watch out.
Sorry.
Come on.
Come on, you're the killer.
Hey,
stick with it.
I was just going to say, because of that playing, I was going to try to do a quick on-the-spot Joker update. There hasn't been any new Joker news.
Oh,
so
no.
I'm letting everyone know right now. Have you noticed? It has been quiet the past 2 weeks.
Yeah. Too quiet.
Oh, too quiet.
What's wait for Civil War to be over.
I'm just letting you know. I'm letting you know. I can sense
that's
it.
That's exactly what I was thinking,
I can sense it. My lumbago's acting up. I can sense that it's
going
to happen.
His libido's gone.
Any day now. My libido is fucking gone.
Flaring.
Flared up.
Any day now, there's going to be a big Jared Leto Joker update.
After
mark my word.
After the Civil War storm
you're right,
has cooled,
you're exactly right, Sean.
Right?
Yep.
That Marvel is going to die down.
Jared Leto is going to be Trump's VP.
Yeah. Trump is going to go, I needed someone just as equally crazy for my VP. And then they're going to go, boom, and they're going to open the door, and he's going to go, make me carry me, carry me. I am the VP for you!
What Oval. If I was your VP?
The Oval Office is where I'll be! Anyway.
Damn.
That's what might happen.
I don't know what song that is.
What?
I'm with you, Eric. I don't know what that is either, Eric.
Are you fucking serious? It's your new hit. It's your new national anthem.
That's their hit.
Eric,
that's
right there with you on
song.
That one.
Sorry. Oh, you guys aren't cool.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Our microphone's peaking. That's
fine. Sorry. Anyway, real quick, though, you mentioned after the Civil War thing dies down.
Yeah.
Did anyone see the Civil War thing? Anybody here? Nobody here saw that.
Oh. Not yet.
I don't know anyone that went. And,
hey, it's
and
a lot of money.
The box office shit out. Came in, and it was way below
was
what
low?
They want. It wasn't low. It did good. They But they thought $100 million slam dunk.
Yeah,
and
I would think that.
70.
What? Wait. It got $70 million for the weekend?
Yes. $70 million Friday.
Oh. It's fine.
It's fine, but it's $30 million below where anybody thought it was going to be.
I'll go see
I just
it.
Don't know anyone who went. I it just surprises me.
Bad timing. I don't know. I'm busy.
It's
I didn't
not
know it was coming out.
A question of if it will do well. It will. It absolutely will.
You
but,
know what? Honestly?
$180 million weekend, so I think they're all right.
No. Oh, I'm sure.
They'll
yeah.
Doing
but
all right,
still.
But, there are so many Marvel movies that come out. I can't keep track of them.
Yeah.
It's an effort to basically keep track of them, and I don't want to make the effort. So I didn't know Civil War was coming out until people started posting, who wants to go see it tonight?
Oh, really? I'm just curious what people out there think, because maybe it could just be me and my circle of people I know. But I'm curious what other people think about if they had a similar encounter where it's like they don't know that many people went, or if it's just the same. Same usual stuff.
It snuck up on me, but I want to go see it. I'm at this point where I've missed previous Marvel movies. Though. Like, I never got around to seeing Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
So now I feel like, oh, I want to see Ant-Man before I go see this, but...
I don't think you're going to be missing much.
Paul Rudd, though.
I like Paul Rudd.
The Rudd.
People were telling me he was actually one of the best parts of this new
movie.
See?
Gotta go see Paul. Gotta go see Ant-Man first. Maybe I'll rent it.
About his smile. I like
Maybe I'll rent it tonight.
Someone told me a spoiler, and I was like, oh, that sounded cool.
Well, don't tell Garrett.
With him.
Yeah.
And it was that he gets all the Clueless characters together.
Oh.
Wasn't he in Clueless?
Is he done?
Yeah, he
was.
He was. Okay. Awesome friends.
He stopped saying it?
Yeah.
He was
also in This Is 40, so they might make a cameo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how they kill, who are they against in the movie, themselves?
Yeah,
fuck.
Themselves.
Spoiler.
They go up against Thanos.
Fucking
and
spoiler.
Thanos shows up and he goes, this is 40! And he summons all his children. Winston. That he didn't have a
did
babysitter
you
for.
Super Saiyan? Is that what you did?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
This is 40. Ooh. You know. Instead of growing gold hair, he grows all the children he didn't have a babysitter for. He's super fertile.
What?
This is what I look like when I'm really fertile.
I've never seen any other Paul Rudd movies, so.
He's so
give me this.
Fertile, it's like bursting out of it.
Hey. Give him that. Give him that, Sean.
Give me that, Prince of Thieves. Yeah. Fuck you. You're the tea leaf.
He's a tea leaf.
You're a tea leaf.
Prince of tea leaves
fucking
over here.
Tea leaf.
Hey, we got something in our P.O. box I wanted to open up. This is from Universal Yums. Universal Yums, not Noms. Take
no,
that.
We wouldn't fucking do that.
Take your noms elsewhere. I don't say that.
We say yum here.
Universal Yums. UniversalYums.com.
This is the official box of Not Adulting Today.
If you're not adulting today, then this is the box for you.
Give fuck a knife.
Oh, whoa.
I'm not going to fucking adult today. Anyway, UniversalYums.com. And what it is, it's a site. It's...
Go figure.
It's similar to other services like this. There, it is a box that you get
right
periodically. Yeah. That, but it's all candy and oh. treats.
Oh, no periodicals.
Sweet Open stuff. It up.
So let's yeah. find out what's in it. They sent us a box to try it.
That's
it.
Nice.
Yeah.
I
want to
eat it.
I have no clue what's in
always
it.
Always head towards yourself. Good, good.
There's always, right. and I get. I think there's usually a theme. I don't know what the theme is going to be. Could be.
Take. This guy's got skills.
Okay. Oh, Greece.
This is a card from Greece.
Oh. Oh.
Blue piece of paper.
Oh. I thought you meant like it was greasy when you opened it. I'm like, what the fuck?
No.
Oh, Greece.
The oh, May 16 box.
So is it like Grease
is
candy?
Grecian. Well, oh, it's not shit. Just candy. It's not Grecian. Just candy.
Grecian.
It They're actually yum. Isn't. It's got, we have some Grecian bread chips.
Oh, hell yeah.
We've got tortis chips.
Ooh, I'm lactose intolerant.
Oh, tortis. We've got, so it's all kinds of different snacks.
Cool. I'm gluten.
We've got, oh, it says right here. It yeah. says, gluten-free. Inside this box, there is the sun-dried tomato and olive bread sticks.
Sounds good.
Soft nougats with peanuts, Ion assorted chocolates,
nougat,
Totis oregano chips. That sounds good. Pavlidis chocolate. This is all like Greek stuff. How do you say that word?
Yelas. Yes.
Chocolate orange
and garlic chips.
Uso candies. Wow, the list goes on and on. There's Uso.
Yeah, they actually give you a little guide Uso. On what everything is. This yeah, is, so that's pretty cool.
There's a lot of stuff in here. Let's check it out.
What are these?
These garlic chips are great.
Bread chips.
I'm gonna go to.
Oh, those are good.
I'm gonna go to Greece for these.
Let me try one of these bread chips.
Good. Wow, good. This is an orange chocolate
now,
candy bar.
So every box is a different country. Like you get.
Oh,
like,
look,
there's a different theme every
cocoa
time.
Cocoa cream filled croissant.
There you go.
Dude, I can't Whoa. Wait.
Crack that open.
I'll crack
dude.
It open. I like these.
Crack I think it's just soda. One though.
Yeah, they're yeah. good though.
Yeah, it's just one Whoa. Cocoa cream filled croissant. Look at that. Look at that.
Whoa.
It's these... like. Something you'd find in the video game after you got your ass kicked and you're ready to come back and show them what's up.
Yeah, Streets of Rage style.
Bread that doesn't need refrigeration in a plastic.
You don't look typically at that. Refrigerate bread.
Well, how does it stay good for that long?
Look at that.
Anyways, this is UniversalYums.com.
Yeah, check out UniversalYums.com and thank you to them for the box of stuff.
Little.
This is orange. This is citrusy chocolate.
That's the thing we couldn't pronounce.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's good, though.
Yeah, oh. Some more chocolate.
That is chocolate.
I'm good.
Yeah, it's so good.
Thank you.
How does the bread Rose stay candy. So moist?
You
want to
try
great.
Some of this orange chocolate?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I
want to
get in on this. Sorry, I love snacks.
Does anybody
want like Kit Kat bar.
Yeah, they're like little orange Kit Kats.
I like all of these things.
Yeah, it's all good.
What is this one? I apologize.
Tomato, sun-dried tomato chips.
I love snacks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's a fine European wafer. I'm gonna have a bite of.
Well, it's wafer theme.
This is something that I could definitely see myself subscribing to.
Yeah.
I love weird snacks.
Yeah,
thanks for
rules.
Watching, everybody.
Yeah, thank you.
Enjoy watching us eat chocolate for the next 10 minutes.
What's that?
Oh yeah, you tomato. Can shut it off here, but the rest of it is going to be us.
Oh
eating.
Yeah, everyone to see tonight?
Yeah, can we just all ASMR chew right into the
Yeah, that sounds good.
As a good night.
I'd be down with that, kind of a relaxing
kinda like,
end.
I'm definitely gonna take off these headphones for it.
I'm gonna open up the top. Eric, I'm gonna open up the Totis chips. Okay, good night, everybody.
Open them Totis.
You are listening to the Mega 64 Food ASMR Benefit Program.
You want another one?
This is the sound of chocolate and bread snacks going into our sweaty, salivic mouths.
So good.
Listen as our gross, pungent tongues enwrap these food items. Next up, I will be tasting a disgustingly sweet chocolate.
Oh, that's so good. Oh, Jesus. Oh.
My sound has gone from crunchy to moist.